B-Pod Studios.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, Haley is on hold. We just replayed the last time she was on with her supposed to be fiance. Things didn't go really well. We'll have an update from her in a minute, but a lot of people are hitting us up here in the studio at 704-570-9595.
Yeah, 516 texted in and said, if they actually got married, what would this dude do the first time they had a blowout fight? I mean, would he leave every time now that he knows, you know, how marriage works?
Mm. Or would he stay? 3 weeks at a time?
Right.
Someone said he's acting like a complete B.
Yeah. other people are saying, I totally agree that the ring was never meant for her, which we brought up a couple times. But it doesn't really matter if he's staying away. Maybe he's just doesn't want to be in it.
Okay. Haley's on the phone. Haley, what's the latest update?
So after the radio call, we talked that night on the phone. And then he came home the next day.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I was really glad. I was ready for him to be home. You guys know how hard it's been. Like, I really just wanted to move on. And he's sitting there and explaining and trying to justify his behavior and explain why he was hurt and all that.
And by the way, Haley, if I could just stop you here, for people that might not have heard it, his whole thing was that he couldn't marry someone that he couldn't trust. And he needed time away from you to stay at a friend's house to build that trust back. He was so angry, he stormed out of the house when he saw you holding your engagement ring that he was going to give you in your hand.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like after talking on the radio with you guys about it, he was kind of like, okay, he was like ready.
Sure.
So I was real happy because I was like, good, let's move on. You know, like, you guys know, I've been ready. I thought sure. This whole thing was, I never wanted any of this. But so he's back home with me. We're talking. And I just start to realize, like, I don't want this. He's going on and on and on and trying to justify this behavior. And I'm just like, this is not what I want. This is not, it's not the same. I feel like he ruined something for no good reason. And I just like, I don't know. It just felt so different than I thought. I've been so focused on getting him home and getting him back that then when he was, I was like, what is this?
He waited too long.
I could see where that was going.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. And it was an honest mistake, and he couldn't forgive me for that, and he held it over my head and made me miserable for a month. And now he's back wanting to be back, and it just, honestly, guys, it makes me so sad because I was ready to marry this guy, and then I feel like I saw his true colors. He couldn't even, I mean, what happens when something real bad happens? What happens when something actually hard comes up? So anyway, the next morning after he came home, I asked him to leave.
Wow.
So how did he handle that news? Was he angry again or sympathetic?
I feel like he was kind of, I think he didn't really believe me at first. Like, I think he thought I was just trying to, like, do paybacks, you know, and be like, it's my turn to be mad or something. But then I feel like he saw my face and realized that I was serious. And this wasn't some game. And I wasn't proving a point.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought there was something weird to this whole story. The way he needed that much time over such a little thing. I actually am glad you did this because I agree with you. I think you saw a really weird yet true side of him.
I mean, is he trying to fight for you now, though, or is he just like,
you love that,
okay,
Lorraine.
Fine, we're over.
You love it when a guy tries to fight for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, like, once you're shut down, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the kind of person that it's done, but, you know, if maybe there was, like, an inkling in your head or something like that, if he were to fight for you, would that change your mind?
Yeah, like, can he do anything at this point to get you back? Like, he wanted you to wait. Are you now going to make him wait?
Or are you just done?
I don't know. I know he's texting me every day. He's calling. He's definitely trying now. He's back at his friend's house and all that. But I don't know, y'all. I'm not trying to play games with him. I'm not trying to string him along or anything. I don't know. I mean, I spent so much of my life with this guy. You know, I thought we were getting married, so it's like a big turnaround for me. But
that's what I will say, and this is not going to be a popular opinion amongst the group here, and I want you to make sure that this is what you want. You don't want to be with him anymore, and now he's ready to be back with you, which is what you waited for. Are you sure what you're doing is right, and this is exactly what you want to be doing?
I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure. But I know that I don't have good feelings anymore.
I think it's really strong of you to realize what you think you want and to act on that instead of dragging something on and just getting engaged to get engaged, because that's what a lot of people probably would do in your situation.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just get married because that's you've gone this far in, mm-hmm. and then you realize, he's actually not the same guy I thought I knew, and maybe back then that was a sign I should have got out. Yeah, you got to do some more soul searching.
Every couple has issues, though, Haley, and you just have to make sure that, you know, this is the issue that is going to wrap it up for you.
Him gone for 3 weeks?
Yeah,
come on. I mean, you would have thought that she cheated on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then he was saying that he couldn't trust her, which was not true, because she said she admits she wasn't snooping. She was putting stuff away and saw the ring box.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was something so innocent that got so blown out of proportion. And it changes the way I see him. You know, I never would have ever thought he would be like this.
What do your friends and family think?
Well, for the first, 3 weeks, I didn't tell anyone. Like, I was trying to keep it a secret because it was so crazy, and my mom would have, freaked out and been all worried. So now I just told, this week when he left this time, because it felt like, you know, it's been, a month now. I got to explain what's going on. And it's mixed. I think everybody's don't marry him if you're not sure.
Yeah.
It's the most 2020 thing ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Haley, thank you for coming on. Thanks for the update. As you know, we're always here for you. If you need anything, you want to come on the air, you want us to reach out to him again. If you change your mind, we're into this. So let us know, okay?
All right. Thanks, y'all.